So, hello and welcome, and I would like to explain to you now the so-called LISA Academy program. The LISA Academy program is a program within the economics school branch, which is for international students. International students are those students who do not have a German as a mother tongue. So if you have English as a mother tongue or a so-called self-taught languages program, then you're going to be put into, then you have the possibility to go into the LISA Academy program. The LISA Academy program allows you to complete the IB diploma without doing the Austrian Matura. The reason is that for the Austrian Matura, you must have the German as a mother tongue, and those students that do not have that will graduate from our school with the IB diploma only. So that is very important so that you understand for who the program is. Students who do have German as a mother tongue are not allowed to go into the LISA Academy program. This is also very important. There are certain legal reasons for this. So what is this program right now? Well, first of all, the LISA Academy program is a program which is for the last 2 years, so in grades 7 and 8. So that's grades, if you count with all the school years, that would be grades 11 and 12, but classes 7 and 8. And in these two school years, you're going to work towards your IB diploma. And it is like this, that if you do not do the Austrian Matura, then you can focus entirely on the IB diploma and you're not required to take any additional courses. So students, for example, who have German as a mother tongue and who are going for the Matura, for the Austrian Matura, they also have to complete a whole range of other courses. It's somewhat over 10, I think 10 to 13 different courses. Because that is a requirement in order to even complete the Austrian Matura. But if you do the IB, then this is not a requirement anymore. So this is basically one of the advantages of the academy program is that you can opt out on certain courses that are not directly required for your IB diploma. However, there are also certain disadvantages to that, and that's something that you have to be also aware of. And one of the disadvantages might be that the universities might require additional courses for you to be admitted. So to give you an example, Austrian universities generally do accept the IB diploma, but they might require you to take additional courses besides the IB diploma. So I give you a personal example. I myself did quite some many years ago. I graduated with the IB diploma alone. I had my 6 IB subjects, and then I took extra chemistry, non-IB chemistry. The school allowed me to do that. And then when I wanted to study here in Austria, they basically were looking for physics because they said, well, if you want to study computer science, this was the thing that I wanted to start out with. They basically required me to take physics, and I did not have that because I simply did not choose it. So I had to take an additional exam in physics before I was admitted into the Austrian university. So this is basically a, how shall I say, that's the downside, that's the disadvantage. But you don't really know in advance which courses they require because this depends very much from university to university, and sometimes they don't require any courses at all. Sometimes they might make additional requirements, and I have to admit, it's very intransparent. It's very intransparent, I think it also depends a little bit on how many students apply at an Austrian university. If there are too many applicants, they might be stricter. But generally, there has been the tendency in the last couple of years to accept the IB diploma as is without any additional exams. So basically, just the 6 IB subjects in the past also often have been enough to be accepted into an Austrian university and a Fachhochschule, but there is no guarantee because there's never a guarantee. They will basically make it a little bit more difficult if there are too many applicants, you know. But that is essentially, I would say, not a big thing. This is not a thing which is special for students who are doing the IB, but also just to give you an example, so it's not so that you don't think that it's an unfair treatment or so, but for example, Austrian students who did not have Latin in during the high school years, and if they want to study certain subjects, they have to take an additional Latin examination before being admitted to university. So that is also one of the things. Or some students have been to so-called vocational schools. A vocational school gives you job training. So, if, for example, if you've gone to a technical high school, Berufsbildende Höhere Schule, a HTL, you call this in German, and you did not have any biology, because they don't offer biology, and if you want to study biology at university then they also require you to take extra examinations. So you see, what I want to make clear here is that this is not a specific disadvantage only for international students, but that's a general regulation in the Austrian system. So to summarize this a little bit is in the Lisa Academy program, you do not have to do all of the courses, you can opt out. However, the time that you now have available is going to be still needed because it's going to be filled up with other things. For example, with self-taught languages, that would be one thing. Or with social sciences, so where you meet up with our sociologist to discuss certain issues. You also have German as a foreign language, which you're required to take, and so on. So there are many other things that where you actually, which will keep you busy, you know. So it's not simply to say, okay, we now have less hours, and now that's basically, it's easier in that sense, because you need these free hours, because you need the space to complete other requirements. So, however, it is a program which does make life a little bit easier for the international students, because they can now focus really on those subjects that they really need for the IB. And if you get good IB points, then you also, of course, have a higher chance of being accepted in international universities. Austrian universities don't really look at the grades very much, or they don't actually care at all about the IB diploma points. But international universities in Great Britain, United States, and so on, they do look at the points as well. So that is basically a quick overview. So how does this work? Well, you have to... Yes, there are also some costs involved here. It is like this: if you go into the Lisa Academy program, this means if you have German as if you do not have German as a mother tongue and German as a foreign language, you have German as a foreign language, and then it is like this that you also have to have a third language. That is also one of the requirements that we have at school. The IB only requires you to take two languages, but we require you to take in the Academy program three languages. It's also like this that we require you to take sports, definitely. You cannot opt out of sports. That's also very important. We think sports is important. Some physical activities is always a necessity. So there are a few courses that we require you to take as well. There are also some costs involved here. It is like this that you have to pay 200 euros per month. 200 euros per month, but when you pay that, then you do not have to pay 600 euros IB examination fee at the end. So that's also covered with that, because students who are doing the matura and who are completing all the subjects, they have, of course, the membership fee to be paid, but the thing is that they have to pay extra for the IB examination fee. So... how does this work? Essentially, in year five, you have already registered for your IB subjects. So most of you already know which IB subjects to take. And then in year six, you have to fill out an additional registration form for all of those core courses. So basically, for those non-IB courses that you want to take. So theoretically, what you could do is you could, besides the six IB subjects, you could basically take all of the subjects that are available. Now, this is theoretically possible, but not necessarily something that we recommend. The reason is that we think that especially for international students, take opportunity of the possibility to opt out of certain courses because you need the time to focus on those subjects that you were needed for the IB diploma, and you get more points on the IB diploma then if you can study these subjects well. But it depends a little bit also on the university that you want to go to, because some universities have specific course requirements, however, also other universities look more at the points, at the IB points that you get. So it's kind of difficult to give a general recommendation, but my advice is to think carefully on which subjects you sign up for. But if you sign up for a subject, then it's important for you to understand is that you cannot simply then drop the subject after a couple of weeks or months because you say, oh, I don't need it anymore anyway. So to give you an example, if you sign up for biology core, the regular biology course, and then after a couple of weeks or months, you actually discover, well, actually, it's getting too much for me, or I'm not interested anymore in it, and I don't need it anyway because I'm taking, let's say, chemistry IB, and I don't need biology, we're not going to simply allow you to drop it because you signed up for it. The school has to had to make the plans for the teachers, the teacher who teach the whole thing, and then you cannot simply then all of a sudden say, well, actually, I'm not interested anymore, now I'm going to drop out of it. If you do that, then essentially you actually risk getting a 5 or a not assessed, and then this means that you, in the worst case, have to repeat the school year just like for any other subject, okay? So think carefully which subjects you choose, but if you choose the subject, then you're basically in it, and then you have to also complete the requirements. Because what we don't want is that students simply basically sign up for everything, and then basically they're going to say, well, I'm just going to drop those subjects that I don't like or that don't need. You know, so, I mean, we're going to have pure chaos, and it's not going to be something that we're going to allow. Generally, it is like this, that if you take a certain IB subject, you also have to take the corresponding so-called core subject. So let's use my subject as an example. If you take biology standard level as your IB course, then you automatically must take also biology core. And the core courses are those that are for the whole class. But you are not required to take chemistry and physics, for example. But you can if you want to. Yeah, but if you basically then discover at the very end that you're missing these subjects for university admission, well, then it's basically your task to handle this and to complete the required examinations. Okay, so that is simply something that you have to be aware of, and therefore I advise you to inform yourselves well before you actually choose the courses. So you see, the thing is we as a school, we're giving you an additional option here, options often or sometimes essentially require a little bit more responsibility, because now it means that you have to think well of what you're going to do, yeah, because you have to think a little bit further ahead. So I basically would like to summarize now the key points here. In students in year 7 and 8 who do not have German as a mother tongue are not allowed or not able to do the Austrian Matura. But those students can do and will do the IB diploma program. And those students have the possibility to only choose those subjects plus a few others that the school requires, but basically only those subjects that are required for completing the IB diploma program. So that is basically the upside, the advantage. The downside is you might need additional courses to study certain subjects at Austrian universities. And it depends very much on the university, and it's a little bit unpredictable what the universities expect. And it is like this, that if the university does not accept you right away, then you have to do additional exams at the university to be accepted. I personally think that these exams are not a big issue, not a big deal, because you have to take so many exams anyway at an Austrian at universities in general. So that's not going to be generally it's not going to be a huge deal. The only disadvantage could be seen is that these exams, of course, are done in German because Austrian universities generally, there are some notable exceptions, but generally most courses in Austrian universities are taught in German. But then again, if you have problems completing these exams in the German language, in German, then you're going to have problems anyway at the university completing exams. Yeah, and it is our task with the LISA Academy program to also bring you up to a relatively sufficiently high level of German so that you're able to complete the university later on successfully. So that is basically upside and the downside. There is a payment that you have to make, which is 200 euros per month. Reductions are definitely not possible. So that's something that is has to be very clear about that. But in these 200 euros, the approximately 600 euros IB examination fees are already included. And we need this money, and this is for the academy program to finance all of the other things that are not covered by the Austrian state. That's also very important. We need to also make sure that the program runs well and that we provide necessary support. And this, of course, is covered by the 200 euros per month as well. And as a final note, students who go to the LISA Academy program are so-called non-regular students. In German, you call this außerordentliche Schüler. And this means that you will not receive an official report card for years 7 and 8, but a so-called Schulbesuchsbestätigung. Now, this document looks almost like a real report card. It has all the subjects on it and it has the marks on it. So the universities will so far have accepted these because they contain subject and marks, of course. This is basically the document that you're going to receive. Well, so basically that's it. If you have any questions, please contact me and talk to me. I wish you all the best. Bye-bye.